Fred Film Radio. Alicia nella città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th edition of Alicia nella città. Today I'm with Kevin
Mill
and Aaron
Rogoman.
See? So I'm certain I don't pronounce your surname wrong. And they're here presenting My First Highway. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So the first question is very basic. Could you describe your film, Kevin, and could you describe your character for our listeners?
Yes, of course. The film is called My First Highway, and it's a story about a boy. It's a coming-of-age story, and the boy has to go on a holiday with his parents, and he doesn't like it at all because he's 16 years old and he wants to have parties, be with his friends. And on this holiday trip, he meets a girl and he falls in love, and then shit happens.
Perfect summary.
Yeah, my character is actually a normal, simple teenager who goes every holiday with his parents on vacation. And actually, he's more like, you know, the boy in town everybody knows, but nobody really cares about. And the beautiful thing is, he meets a girl, and he just changed completely.
Before getting deeper into the film, there was something that hit me about his character, because I remember my adolescence, and it was difficult for me to go out alone, not because I'm a girl, but still because if there wasn't somebody with me to a party or to a bar, it was difficult for me. But still, even if he's looking for, he doesn't have friends, he still wants to go out, and he looks comfortable looking around, having something to drink. And that was,
well, the idea, of course, is everything he can do without his parents is better. So even if he's on his own in a discotheque, he feels better than staying at home and has to play with his little brother or his parents. And especially when he notices even his parents having sex and he doesn't, that kind of twists everything around. But actually, I'm curious about your youth, because you tell me it's difficult, so maybe we should make a film about it.
Yeah, well, the coming of age stories really interest me, because when people say I would like to go back, no, I always answer no, come on, seriously. I will never go back to that moment in life.
Well, maybe except for the fact everything was so simple and naive. Sometimes life is complicated, and being a kid, it felt very simple. And that's one feeling I might miss once in a while.
Well, but the point of the film is also that in that moment of life, things can take a turn that you never really see and prevent. And that's about, is that why you define that shit happens? I mean, is that why you introduce this element of a strong element to the story? Because we're not going to spoil. Yeah.
No, I think the main ambition was to make a coming of age story in the most heavy and strong way. So that's why we used some certain and strong plot elements to make this character change from a child to an adult in the most heavy and strong way possible.
So Aaron, how was it for you to portray this coming of age that is really difficult, and it has, as we said, these strong turning points?
Yeah, it was very special and also very difficult. But the lucky thing was, at that time I was in my adolescence, yeah, and which made it a little bit easier for me to act. But still, because the camera was always on my face, made it really hard, because I always had to concentrate and put the right efforts and the right emotions in it. So it was a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, you had to be on the set from the morning till the evening, or from the evening till the morning, depending on when we were shooting and what we were shooting. So we were hoping he didn't fall sick, or he didn't go out and drink and have a hangover. But he did a good job. He was always there and always quite awake.
So that was your first highway.
Yeah, it was quite a gruesome highway, yeah.
But doing a film like this about a special moment in your life can really help you to go through this phase?
It did, because all my frustrations and all my emotions, I could put it in that character. So, you know, I was like myself, I was very light, but the character was really the dark. And
Or we might have traumatized him.
Nah.
We'll see what happens, yeah. You know.
Yes, of course. I hope he's still quite lucid.
Kevin, why a coming of age story? Why we talked about my childhood, but what about yours?
Well, let's not go into that. It was quite, how should I put it, roller coaster style. So that's what I used to start this idea and this film with and the script. So it's always based on true emotions in my own life, even my short films. I don't know how to start any other way. When I write something, it has to be about something you experienced yourself. Of course, fictionalized on the screen.
Some directors in Venice that did films about that particular moment in life told me that, in a way, we're always 17 or 16, or we're always connected to that moment in our life. Yeah. Is that the way to direct a good coming of age, an effective coming of age story?
I'm not sure. Maybe in your mind you're younger than in real life, that might happen, but on the other hand, I wouldn't want to go back and be 17 again, because we had a great time, but I'm having a better time now, actually.
Did you already talk to the young audience? Did you already have the Q&A?
Yeah, it was very interesting, very intense questions, especially for Kevin. For me, it was all right, but I was really shocked. Very intelligent people also, and they really knew something about film. So,
yeah, sometimes I'm always curious about Chino, because sometimes they notice something that you didn't know that you had done, and they notice that, and you're like, oh well. So, did it happen?
It happens all the time. All the time. I'm always quite surprised how the way people look at the film, and sometimes they ask questions where you really never thought about, and then you have to come up with an answer that kind of makes sense. So that's improvising. But it's good. It means the film makes people think, and that's important.
That's the whole point of what do you do it for.
Exactly, yeah.
So what do you hope? Is there a message in the film? Do you think that? Are you a message film director?
No, I'm always I had this question before, and I'm always saying, like, if you want to have a message from this film, you have to think about it yourself, because I don't want to be, a professor or a tutor. I just want to tell the stories that's important to me, and if other people make sense of it and they get a lesson out of it, the better. But for me, everybody should think about it and look at it their own way and make of it what they want to make of it.
What's the most important thing that you learned from this experience?
I really learned to concentrate, you know, to concentrate on emotions and on feelings, and instead of, you know, acting it really, like, you know, with, I don't know how to say it, big gestures. It's, sometimes you just have to act it with your mind, and, you know, that people see it, that, yeah, I don't know, you act in your mind. I don't know how to say it. It's just, yeah. And that's what I, you know, really learned.
For those who will watch the movie, you will understand. Thank you, Kevin and Aaron, for being with us and for presenting My First Highway. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you, and see you again, hopefully.
You're welcome, and thank you very much, too.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th edition of All'Incirca della Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.